Yeah, we're holding that Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Yes, we just tried to answer the Braisa, says there are Yuches Traces.
And now the Gemara says, Oma Ula Ula says, Ches Mine Traces Nemun Ula Mesha Mitzinai. There are 8 different types of Traces, even though there are 18, but there are 8 different types of Traces that were said to Mesha Bahasinai. One of them is Nekuva of the Zahol, like we had before, Nekuva Saveshet, Upsuka. If it's cut halfway through, more than halfway through, that's called a psuka. That's a psuka sagageris we had. Nitula, if it was taken out completely. The Rashi says it means nitla hakovet, if the liver was taken out completely. Filchasur, if something is missing. Krua, if it was ripped. Udrusa, if it was attacked, it was drusa, and trampled upon by another animal. Nefula, if it fell off the gag. The Rashi says the gluda, the reason why it doesn't say here, if it was skinned, because that's bechlal netula, was taken off, because the skin was taken off. Do a din, it was nechtecho ragle, Rashi says, also bechlal chaser, something is missing. Yeah, Rashi explains why the other ones are not brought down, they're all bechlal, these 8 type of, 8 type of trefus. Then shivura, who then if it's broken? Shivura is also another type of, trefa. Samara says, what's the chiddush of wula that are 8 type, different type of trefus? Says Chiddushit, the holds lafuke lekusa to rachis papop. He argues in rachis papop that he said lekusa, meaning to say, if the kidneys were like diseased, that he holds is not called the trefer. Rashi says sheina bechal elu is not one of these of ligi ulale and ula argues on him, and he holds that lekusa of the clear of the cloyus of the kidneys is not called the trefer. Now omar chiyah bar rova or bar rav. That ches treifos yesh b'nekuva. There are 8 different type of treifos in nekuva alone. And like we had before, nekuva behold, Rashi says it means nekuva saveshet, v'ha'krum, v'ha'lei, v'ha'reya, v'ha'keva, v'ha'dakin, keres ha'pnim, v'ha'masas, v'ha'besakosis. Yechadu, therefore you have 8 of them. Now in time of test, maybe you want to say there should be a 9th one. And that's the mora, that's the gallbladder. In Tedemarim Taima test is the 9th one, the more of the gallbladder. Samora says, no, that's Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda Ketani law. That's like a yochit, and we don't pass like him. That's Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda was like that. The Tanya we learned, Nikfo HaKeva, if the stomach had a hole in it, Nikfo HaDak in the small intestines, Trefa. These two are to the Trefas. Now Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda, he comes here and says, Af Nikfo HaMora. Even if a gallbladder has a neck, it has all of it, that's also called a treifa. And that's a daf yochid, we don't pass him like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Halacha Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. He taka paskins though like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, that know that Nikva Hamora is called a treifa, not like Rabbi Chiya Bar Rav. Now the Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yosef, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Maya Hadrulei Chav with Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Like, how come the Rabbanon argue on Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda? You're saying it's a Das Yochid. How come the Chum argue on him? Like, what's the proof to say that there's a Nekev in the Mora, in the gallbladder, it's not a Trefa? So Marin says, they answer back the Pasuk in Eve that says, Yishpech Loris Morosi, Vadain Eiv Kayim, like Eve said, like his Mora, his Morosi, his gallbladder was thrown to the ground. Mashmu was like a Nekev, it was taken out even. And still Eve lived. So you see, it's not called a treif, even though the gallbladder is missing. Was nekev. So Mora says, Omelem. So Rabbi Yosef said back, Rabbi Yosef said back to them, Ein maskir in maisa nisim, you can't bring me any proof from Eve, but Eve was a maisa nest, they stayed alive. Because di loy temach, you're not going to say like this, there's a special nest, that Eve stayed alive. When the Pasuk says also, but Eve, that yiflok, liyosai, liyechmom, just to say my kidneys should be taken out and nothing should happen to me. As Mikochai, somebody lived without his kidneys, Ella, what do you have to say? Nisashani, that by Eve was a special nest that he stayed alive. Yes, because the Pasuk says that Hashem gave the Malach the right and said, Rakis Nafshai Shomar, watch his nefesh to not kill him. He'll give him all the Yisurim that Eve had, but not to kill him. So you can't bring me any proof from Eve, there was a Maisa nest. Samura says, yeah, so Hachinami Nisa Shani was enough to say about the Morah, therefore he can't bring any proof from the Morah that he could live, but Adar Rabba. If you see old by them, you're missing the Morah, it's called the Trefel. Or the neck of in the Morah, it's a Trefel. Now, the Yom Rav Yitzchak, Rabbi Yossi, Yom Rav Yochanan, Halacha Gedivri Yoyme Kezayis, we pass on the one young that says it's only in a Kezayis. Rashi explains, the Bin and Kezayis Shir, the Nitl HaKovet. That's what we say, if the liver was taken out, it's called a trefa. So how much is still could still be left over that's not called a trefa? There's a machlokes later in the Pirkin. So you say, we paskin has to be a kezayis. If a kezayis, an olive's worth of the liver is still left inside, then it's not called a trefa. But if it's all taken out, the left and a kezayis is left over from the liver, then it's still called a trefa. So where's the question? Mi yomer Rabbi Yochanan, because the true Rabbi Yochanan said like this, I go omer rabba babachon omer Rabbi Yochanan. Halacha k'stam mishnah, we pass a k'stam mishnah. But tonight we learned, nitlo ha-covid, if the covid, the liver was taken out, v'lo nishtar himen ha-kulim, and nothing was left over. That's called the treifa. So here it's a diyuk, ha nishtar k'sher mashmif, any little bit was left over, even left in a kezayis, it's also k'san a treifa. So how could you be a paskin, could you be a kezayis? Afa gav lo hev a kezayis, even though it's not a kezayis, so here it's a theory of Yechanan. This is true. I'll answer you. I'm a roy. You need to believe it. Rabbi Yochanan, stuck on a machlokas. I'm a royim. Exactly. How did Rabbi Yochanan paskin? Rabbi Yochanan paskin that nitla hakovet is a treifa only if everything was taken out. But even if a mashu was left over, it's not a treifa. Or maybe no. We take a paskin. It's only not a treifa if the gezayis is left over. But left of the gezayis is called a treifa. Now the Gemara says the gesher should be the Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yosef Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Moro shenikva, you have the gallbladder that has a hole in it. Vichovet, so it's muscle and the liver that's on top of it is covering up this hole. So lochus kshera, it's not called a trefa. It's a good covering. It closes up that hole, and therefore it's not called a trefa. And v'yom Rav Yitzchak by Yosef or Rav Yochanan, nikov hakukavin. Let's say by a bird, the kukavin, there's a hole there. That's like the stomach part of the chicken, nikav ha-kukavin ve-kish shaloi kayim, and the outer covering of it, the hole did not go through it. Rashi says, klipa panimius, the inside membrane, like the still hole, the hole didn't go through it. So, kosher, saka kosher. Now, iboilu, we have a question like this. What's going to be nikav ha-kis? Let's say the membrane, the klipa panimius, the inside membrane, that has a hole through it. For kukavin kayim, but the kukvin itself is still whole. My, what's the locha? So Toshima come in here. The Yomer of Nachman, Nikav Zeh B'loi Zeh Kosher. If the Nekav only went through one of them, not through both of them, it's kosher. Either one still makes it kosher. So if either one, either the kiss or the kukvin by itself, is not called a treifa, only if the Nekav goes through both of them. Then it's called a treifa. Now, Omar Rav says, Shnei Oiris, Yesh Lo Leveshet, Ishno the veshet, the food pipe, has two skins to it, has two coatings to it. Shnei oris yesh to leveshet. Chitzein odom, the outside one is red, opnimi lavan, and the inside one is white. Therefore, nikiv zeh beloy zeh, kosher. Let's say Nekev only went through one of the ore, not through both of them, it's still kosher. It's only that we have nekuvas haveshet. Is a treifa, it's only if it goes through both the skins, the outside red one and the inside white one. The other Gemara says, Lomuli lemeimer chitz and odom, only you have to say that the outside one is red, or panimi lovin and the inside one is white, four parts you have to say this for. Someone says, the yichol of treifa, because it will be the opposite way. If the outside one will be white and the inside one will be red, that will be a treifa. So teaching us halach is exactly how the veshet has to be. I boilu, I have a question like this. Nikfu shneihem zeh shloi keneged zeh maho. Let's say taka there's a hole through both skins of the veshet, of the food pipe. Just zeh shloi keneged zeh means the outer skin has a hole above and the inner skin has a hole on the bottom of it. They're not keneged zeh, the hole doesn't go straight through. But there is a hole through each one of them. Ma, what's the lacha? So amma mazutra mishmed rapopo, the veshet kosher. By the veshet it's still kosher. Since the hole doesn't connect, it doesn't go straight through, therefore the ear doesn't come in, it's not a treifa, doesn't ruin the animal, therefore it's still kosher. Ma'ashenkin b'kukavin posol. But by the kokovin that we have before, there's two parts. There's the kiss and the kokovin. If you have a hole for each one of them, even though one's above the other one, there we say it is a treifa. Rashi says, because the maichel, the food, gathers together there, and therefore it'll eventually push its way through and the holes will meet. And therefore, it's like a hole going straight across. That's a treifa. So the kokovin puzzle. On this mask of Laura Vashi, Vashi asked the question, now the rabbi just the opposite. Veshet, the food pipe, the ochle bay that eat with it, opeya bo, and it moves around. Rashi says, a tzelekes, it screams with it. Viapa pisha kono might, even though the kono is moitzi the koyom, but the yesh shloye veshet mispashet imoi, that the veshet also moves when it screams. When the animal screams, it moves its veshet also, so the veshet moves around. If so, upoye bo ravcho, gam dolei, uposh dolei. Means it gets bigger, it gets contracts, uposhto spreads out, and therefore since it moves back and forth, zimnen de mahandazin, bahadi adodi, maybe the two holes, like will meet one next to another, and when that happens, the air that goes through it, that will make it into a treifa. Mashenken kukovin, by that stomach being the chicken, din meinach meich, it stays still, ki de koi koi, it doesn't move around so much. Therefore, if one hole is above and one hole is on the bottom, they don't come in contact with one another. So what do you say it's a treifa? So, Malay Ravacha, Beredu Rabbi Yosef, Ravashi, that Hochi Yamrina Mishmede Mazutra, this is the name of Mazutra. The Yom, this is the name of Mishmede Rabbanim Rapapa, Kavosek like you, that just the opposite by the Veshatak, if it is a treifa, because there the two holes will coincide together. Mashenga by the Kuk, when the stay itself, it's not a treifa. The Yom Rabbi, Rabbi says, Krum, Sha'ola, Machmas, Mako, if there's a Krum, let's say there's like a, there's a membrane that grows over a Maka, so a Krum, Sha'ola, Machmas, Maka, the Veshet, let's say in the Veshet, in the windpipe, when it got a, when it, the food pipe, the Veshet, when it got a Maka, got a wound there, so a membrane, like a scab grew over it, so in a Krum, that's not called a Krum, that would not protect the nekev. Let's say there's a hole there, so it'll still be called a treifa. The fact that a scab grew on top of it, that's not called a stima malya, that'll still make it a treifa. That's called a krum shola machmas smak neveshet ain't a krum, and therefore it's a treifa. For Yom Rabba, Rabba also says, veshet ain't lo bedika mevachutz. If it's a shalib in the veshet, there's a hole or not, if there's a nekev there, so you want to check it out, you can't check it out from the outside. And we had a throw before, the Rashi says, because the outside skin is red. But he can't tell if there was dam there. Like if a hole went through it, it lets blood go through. So you can't really tell if the dam went through it, because it's red anyway. So you can't check it out from the outside. Elebefnim, only on the inside of the veshet. Like we had before, the inside is white. But since it's white, then we could tell if a speck of blood went through it. If there's some blood on it, that's a proof that the nekev went through. So Mor says, L'maynaf kumina, what's the difference? L'sofik drusa. Let's say the case is a sofik, it was a drusa, it was attacked by an animal or not. So that would be an afkumina. Rashi, kagoyin hanech di'ikol ha'mechesh lukla kamon. In a case where iyu kashoshek v'yinu kamakakurin. A drusa shamut zrichabadika. If an animal's Doris over there, we have to check it out to make sure if it has nekovim or not. So if you want to check out this veshet, you can't check the outside of the veshet, you have to check the inside of the veshet. So the Moshe says, who suffered drus as an animal that was doubtful whether it was attacked by a wolf or not, or by an ari. So the suffolk here, there are nekovim if there are holes in its veshet or not. And the yofla came with the rabbi, came in front of rabbi. Have the kabotik le rabba le veshet mi avroi. So rabba first checked out the veshet from the outside. He wanted to see if there was a neck, if there's any blood there. Omulay Abaya said back to rabba, Iva mahu diyama, you yourself said that veshet ain't le bedik el refnim. The only way you could check out the veshet is from the inside. Sakim, it's checking it from the outside. So afka rabba takra turned it inside out. Ubotke, and he checked it out the inside of the veshet. Vistaka kolei tre kote doma. And he found two drops of blood there for torfer, and he said it was a treifa. There's Einachanami, that there was a nekev there. And the Gemara explains, "V'rabba nami lechadudin labayu deboi." that Rabbi did this way was only to check out Abaye, see how smart he was. He wanted to make sure Abaye would ask the question. But Avada Rabbi knew that checking out the outside of Veshit is not a good bedika. It's only kosher if you check out the inside and still there's no blood on the inside. Now Oma Ula says like this, Yoshev loy kaitz beveshet. Let's say in the veshet, in the food pipe, there's a splinter there, there's a kaitz there. So if a thorn was found in the veshet, so he holds, ain chayshishin, we're not afraid, shema hivri. We're not afraid to say that maybe, like, really was pierced through and just a healed up again on top of it. Like, we're not afraid to say it's really a nekev. Just on the fact you found the kites there, thorn there, does not make it a suffix or treifa. Rashi says, not afraid, shema nekev, maybe there was a hole there. Vivri, and it healed up now. And it's a krum, shalom machmas makah the vesha that we had before. It's not called a good krum. It's not called a protector. So really it's called like a nekev still there. So if the nekev would be there, it'd be a treifa. So he's saying, we're not afraid, maybe it was there. Samara says, Uliula, according to Ula, we just said now that it's kosher, maishna misafik drusa. Why is it different in the case of a safik drusa? We know if a lion attacked the animal there, and we don't know if it's a treif or not, that over there we say it's like a treif. So you see, you have a safik treif, but it's like a treif. Talking over here, we say that we're not afraid of the Veshet to say it wasn't a kuva there. So Moses and Echnami, Ksavu Ula Ula holds, Ein Choshish in a Sofi Drusa and Echnami, Hitak Olji not Choshish for a Sofi Drusa. The rest of the Plukta, the Rav, Ushmul, Hibir Pirkel, we'll have Machlekes about this later. Echnami, Ula holds, they were not Choshish for a Sofi Drusa. And you leave the animal, the Cheskas Kashra, to say, it's Kashra to show him it's not a traitor. For the more still, umayshno mishtecha tichos, why is it different than two pieces of meat? Acha shachel of yacha, two pieces of fat. Acha shachel of yacha shal shumin. That you have two pieces, one is chelav, one is shumin. So you say, if you eat from one of them, yichayv in oshrim toli, min asafik. We don't say stamut, it's mutter. We say it's a safik aveira. So you also want to say it's a safik treifa. So more says, hoso mitzchazik yisura. Over there still it's worse. There's a vadai chelav here. It's a chazik yisur, you know for sure it's a piece of issa. Since it's a chazik yisur, here it's worse. But Hashem came best, it's not a chazik yisur, so it has to be mutter. But still, it's a maishino, me ha sheikhet besakin, v'nimtzev tkuma. Why is it worse if you shecht an animal, and at the end you find the knife to be pogrom, that we say the shechit is no good? So you see, when you have a reyesur, we have a suffix. Still, there's a reyes and a knife itself. That tells us clearly that maybe the shechita was no good. That's why we have a suffix. But over here, there's no vadi reyesa. So more still is, though, maishna, why is it different? Misafik tumra. Because it's a yochid. To misafik tomei. A safik tumra is just a yochid. See, min a safik, you say it's also. See, also, min a safik treif, it should be treif. For the more time, you're asking the kasha about hichas or tumra, Nidmail the Sabbatum of Rishos Rabin. Why don't you make a sushto the Sabbatum of Rishos Rabin? The Sveikit Torah. There we know Rishos Rabin is Torah. So what do you have to kasha from Rishos Yachid for? Bring out, bring your proof from Rishos Rabin. Ella, what do you have to answer? Hosom, Hilchos, the Gemira, Lomi, Saito. Here's a special local Moshe Misinai that Sophic Tum we learn out from Saito that Rishos Hayachid Daimit to a Saito Yichud is like a, it's also, it's like a Temeya. But a Sofik Tumah Rishos HaRabim, that's Gzeiras HaKasha, that's Torah, Tikkun now from over there. Now, Kolpon, that's the Machlokes, if a Sofik Drusa, if there's a Reyes or not, they say that it's Treishman of Sofik, or no, we still say it's Kasha. Talmud says, Yosef, Bahu Mirabonin, there was some Rabbonin sitting down. Chai Midrav Kano, Rabbonin Rav Kano, the Yosef is sitting in Kamah, they're saying like this, Nimtseis Itmar, only if we just found the kite, so we only found the thorn in the Veshet. That's what it's Kasha. Ava Yoshev, but if it's sitting there, Chai Shinan. So Rashi says, Nimses means it wasn't stuck into the Veshet, it just found it there. But Yoshev means it was stuck into the Veshet, then we're Chai Shinan, Rashi says, maybe both Oris, it went through, really it made a Nekev through both skins, I can't see it through the Veshet, because it's a Krum Sholah we had before that's still a Trefa. So that's what he says, Nimses it, Ava Yoshev Chai Shinan. Oh, Malu Rav Kana said, "Let it see to law. Don't learn like this. that Yoshev with Mano, even the case of Yoshev, still Ula Seder is kosher. Even though you found the kites, the thorn, stuck into the Veshet, since we don't see it going through both Oireis, it's still kosher. Avonim says, the case you just found that there wasn't stuck in, Leitzach Leilula. You don't need Ula at all for that. To Kuloi, Chuyuye, Braisa, Kaitzi Yochlam, we know that all animals eat thorns. So Pshita, you're going to find thorns in the Veshet. So that's no Chiddush to say that it was just there that it's kosher. The Chiddush must be, even though you found it stuck a little bit into the Veshet, as long as we don't see it going through, the hole going through and through, that's the Chiddush of Ula, that we're not chashinu for the treif when we say it's kosher. It will learn like this. Turvitz HaVeshet. The Turvitz HaVeshet, Rashi says, Mokom Devukiv Lechi. That's the place that's attached by the lechi, by the jaw of the animal. It's a place like it's attached to the cheek of the animal. That's called the Turvitz HaVeshet. So Rav says the Mashu. If there's a neck of even a small neck of a small hole, it makes it for Treifa. For Shmuel Amav Ruba, Shmuel holds now that the Turvitz HaVeshet, that does not block of the Veshet anymore, that's the top part of the Veshet, it's not called the Veshet anymore, so therefore Shmuel says it's not a Treifa of a Mashu, of a Nekev, but rather Beruba, it has to be cut through right of it. Rav Amav Mashu, Rav says it's a Din in the Veshet, that a treif of b'mashu, why mokum shchita? It's still called the mokum shchita. So it has a locha like the veshet, and the veshet in the kuvus is b'mashu. Shmuel am a beruba. Shmuel says no beruba. Why? Lav mokum shchita. He holds it's too high up for it. It's not the mokum shchita. Therefore, it's not called the veshet anymore. Therefore, the oifen of treif is only if it was cut through right of it. Shmuel says now high niyu turvus of veshet. Where is this machlokes? Where is the Samachlekes, where they're still called the Mokom HaShchita or not? So Ma Mori Bar Ma'uk for Ma Shmuel Kol Shechoitchoi O Ma'achiv Zehu Turvitz HaVeshet. As if when you cut there it widens, it's Ma'achiv, it widens open, that's called the Turvitz HaVeshet, that's Samachlekes. But Chaitchoi, if you cut there in the Veshet, in the food pipe, the Oymer B'mkoyim, it stays still, doesn't widen, Zel Veshet Atzma, that's called the Veshet Atzma, that's for sure is Kosher L'Shchita, and that's for sure the trait for the neck of Mashu. The Shalim is the Tuvas HaVeshet higher up. When you cut it there, it widens a little bit, that's the Machlekes. Oh, Malu Rav Papi, that Ma'a Lo Yamahoch, you did not say like this. Omani, who was that? Rav Beivoy Barabaya. He didn't say like this. Just the opposite. If you cut it there and it stays still, it doesn't widen, that's a turvus of veshet. What's called the veshet itself? It's the opposite. When you cut there, it shrinks. It gets stiff together. That's called the veshet. But if you cut it and stay still, it doesn't shrink anymore, that's not called the veshet, that's called the turvus of veshet. Mavlosa. That's the place where it swallows by the Beis Habliya, the place where it swallows, that's called the Turbas of Eshet. The Kamo, how big is it? The Kamo. So it says, Omer of Avi, Pochus Misarta. It's even smaller than a barley. The Yod of Mechitza. But it's bigger than a wheat. Than a wheat. That's how far it extends the soul. It's only shah between a barley and not more than a wheat. Tomorrow says now, Ma'urich, so it's less than the length of a barley, yeah, but not more than a chitza. Now, who tura tehevei levnei Rav Ukva? There was an ox that belonged to the family of Rav Ukva. The aschol bo shchitei b'turvas haveshet. They started to make the shchit in this turvas haveshet up on top of the veshet. For Goma Beveshet, but they finished off the Shchit in the Veshet itself. The Shal is the Kosher Shchit or not? So Amar Rav says, Remin Olei Chumri de Rav and Chumri de Shmuel. I'll put over here the Chumri Rav and the Chumri Shmuel, and therefore Trifon, I'll make it a Trefa. Chumri de Rav, I'll make it a Chumri of Rav, the Yom Rav B'mashu. The Rav said the Turvas HaVeshet has the same Malach like the Veshet, that a neck of a B'mashu, a small neck, makes it for Trefa. See that you start the shchita there, they made a neck over there, they make it into a treifa. Rav says mokum shchita. According to Rav, it's not a mokum, it's not a treifa. According to Rav, the turvah zaveh says the mokum to make a kosher shchita. So this yos kishmuel, yos like shmuel, the yom alav mokam shchitu. Yos like shmuel, the two of us are fresh, is too much above, it's not the mokam shchitu. For the gemori shmuel, yos like shmuel, Omer, he says berubai. He also knows that the treifus of Tuva Saveshit is only bereived if most of it was cut, not just on a mashu. So in this karav, he also like rav the yom of a mashu. That's what he wanted to say. He wanted to go to Chumma, both shittas together, and since you started the shchit in the Tuva Saveshit, so you started the shchit, you made a little nekiv there, so if you hold like Shmuel, it's not the mokim of the shchita, therefore it's like a treifa, and like rav with a mashu, it's a treifa. So Mor says, Igalgula Milse, it turned around the Shailo, Motla came to Rabba, came in front of Rabba. Omlu, he said like this, Tura, this ox, listen, Bain the Rab, Bain the Shmuel Shori, according to both of them, it's Shori. Zil Omlu Lebre, go tell this son of Rabbi Yosef Bachomo, Tlashalom Dume Tula Mori, he has to pay them a value of the ox to the owner. Since he passed him the treif, and he made the person, like, throw away the meat, he was mastered him the meat, he's a mazik. So if we have to pay him the money, because the munashach, according to Rav, it's a mokam shita. According to Shmuel, it's not a mokam shita, it's not a treifa yet. So according to both of them, it's kosher. So the animal for sure is kosher. Whoever passed in this treif is a mazik, he has to pay him the money. O mamabre de ravino, mois vino, tiyufto, kalpe sanoi de rovo. So he says also that mabre de ravino want to ask the question against rovo. Kalfeisana, the enemies of Rav, Rashi says, Mizlishna Mali, nice Lashon, he said. But he asked a question like this, that Lo'ilom, it says, Hilchus HaKedivri Be'Silo, but V'roi Tzalas HaKedivri Be'Sham Ma'Yoyse. Kedivri Be'Silo, if you want to do like Be'Silo, what does that mean? But Mekula Be'Sham, Mekula Be'Silo, Rasha. Someone does a Kulas from both, you call the Rasha. Mechumim Be'Sham, Mechumim Be'Silo, all because of Oymel, but still because of Oymel. Kissy can't take both chumris together as first a ladodi. Therefore, here to take these both chumris that are still a ladodi, you can't pass in that way. Therefore, Taki held the tzak was wrong. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on next tape.